I'm sure you've heard the phrase, a place for everything and everything in its place. It's not quite so easy in reality. There's quite a lot of adages that a lot of inspirational coaches and a lot of gurus, a lot of specialists, a lot of life coaching people use a lot, and they are really useful to meditate upon what they mean. But there has to come a point where you have to decide whether you actually want to do it or not. What's brought this on, you ask? Well, I've just been to the gym and I got a fab new gym bag from my mother-in-law for Christmas, and it's exactly the right size, it's fit for purpose. I can get my swim towel, my swim stuff, my gym clothes, my gym shoes, my socks, my amphibian mat, which is awesome if you've not got one and you go swimming and you don't like stepping on a manky floor whilst you're getting changed. Amphibian mat is awesome. I like it. And I also have a pair of sandals that I have in my gym bag so that I can step off my amphibian mat onto the manky floor in nice shoes, because you can't put your shoes back on in the swimming pool in West Park, which is, again, I think really good, because even though the surface in there does get a bit dirty, it's not outdoor shoes dirty, but still, it's still a bit ooh, which is why I like the amphibian mat. Anyway, the point of this, a place for everything and everything in its place, is that with my bag, as I opened it up and looked into it, I had a very vivid flashback of when I was regularly dancing. Yes, I did used to attend dance classes a lot from about the ages of, oh, well, I danced as a youngster, but then probably I didn't stop until I was about probably 15, and then my feet and my legs let me down, because I can't go on point and I can't, my legs don't kind of do the right thing because of various issues that I have with my legs, so continuing with dance wasn't really an option professionally. So I did spend a lot of time at the dance school, and your bag is really important. I'd never really realised until today, because, and also for stories as well of just latent everything in its place, a place for everything and all of that, is that as you go from one class to another, often they're different changing rooms. So having your gym bag or your dance bag ordered in a way that is accessible and tidy for your next class is really important, and I'd forgotten all about it until I went to put my shoes back in my bag when I was getting ready for gym this time, and having the shoes having to point out of the bag so that the dirty surface doesn't contaminate the rest of the bag. And it was just, I slipped them in and remembered how important it is to get a well-ordered dance bag so that you can be in class on time, preferably before the teacher gets there, because I know my dance school was quite strict about you being at the class when it starts, and if you were late, it wasn't quite Kids from Fame, but it was that kind of era, and there's quite a lot of Kids from Fame that I associate with greatly, and yeah. Just like some people of that era also have similar recollections about the idealism of extended naughtiness with Grange Hill, there's a certain reality to fame that was quite funny at times. And no, I didn't ever get my legs hit by the dance teacher, but we kind of thought we might because we'd seen it. So, really hilarious. But yeah, this sense of organisation. And I think, and I would really like to hear about this from younger generation. And when I mean younger generation, I mean anybody who carries around a school bag. So that could be up to university, that could be secondary school. Even if mums are listening to this and they know that their kids aren't yet listening and consuming media in the way that you are now, I'd like you to ask them about, is it important for you to have your bag organised? And at what stage does making things in the right place trigger the fact that if they're in the right place, jobs become easier? I've been thinking about why I'm still using Audioboo, and I have a really good think about which platforms I'm using and whether they are the right ones to take me into the year. And that means actually using them as they were intended and getting over my apathy of not producing content, that it's not and should not be the fault of the platform. I'm just going to go on pause because there's a bit of noise. Okay, it's absolutely typical. The moment I hit the pause button, they stopped. So, and there it goes again. I'm not going to stop this time because I'm going to come to an end with this now. A place for everything and everything in its place. Now, the ultimate of this, so I know what it now looks like, is Casey Neistat's studio. I don't often put show notes in these audio boos because this is kind of my audio blog, but if I do embed this into a blog, I may put some links to some of those spaces and some of those people that for me are the epitome of being actually able to practice a place for everything and everything in its place. So school bags, people, I want you to find out the kids around you, the young people around you who carry a school bag. I want you to ask them how important the contents of that bag is in terms of order and where they keep their pencil case. Do they have that space that is theirs that they take around with them that has all their stuff in it? And do they think of it as a portable stuff carrier? That interests me. Anyway, I'm going to end this now. So thank you for listening. I'm at PCM Creative. I'm also on YouTube. And of course you can comment to these. And I will be looking a lot more at the audience of Audioboo that has built up over the years. And looking to get in touch with you guys more. So if you've listened a few times, do comment and also tweet me if I don't respond, because I've not really got the hang of comments in Audioboo, but I really like it. It's just my go-to audio blogging place. And, you know, this year for me is about legacy, and it's also about my audience. So thank you for listening. And, there'll be another episode soon.